Our readings today come from the book of Sirach, the beginning of that book, often referred to as a book of wisdom, wisdom literature, and the continuation of the gospel according to Mark. The story in the gospel of Mark shows Jesus' exasperation with the disciples for being unable to bring about a cure or drive out a demon. And exasperated, he does say, everything is possible to one who has faith. And then later to the disciples that some demons can only be driven out through prayer. So that emphasis on faith and prayer. Whereas the first reading of the book of Sirach emphasizes clearly wisdom and the Holy Spirit. Because we may be less familiar with that reading and the tributes to wisdom that we so often find in the Hebrew Scriptures, let me read that for us from the beginning of the book of Sirach. All wisdom comes from the Lord, and with him it remains forever and is before all time. The sand of the seashore, the drops of rain, the days of eternity, who can number these? Heaven's height, earth's breadth, the depths of the abyss, who can explore these? Before all things else, wisdom was created, and prudent understanding from eternity. The word of God on high is the fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting. To whom has wisdom's root been revealed? Who knows her subtleties? To whom has the discipline of wisdom been revealed? And who has understood the multiplicity of her ways? There is but one, wise and truly awe-inspiring, seated upon his throne. There is but one, most high, all-powerful, creator king, and truly awe-inspiring, seated upon his throne, and he is the God of dominion. It is the Lord. He created her through the Holy Spirit, has seen her and taken note of her. He has poured her forth upon all his works, upon every living thing according to his bounty. He has lavished her upon his friends. The end of that reading. Let us reflect for a moment on this gift, this almost unsurpassable gift, this gift of wisdom. The book of Isaiah, where we first had reference to some of the, what we might call, gifts of the Holy Spirit, among them are knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And it's not always easy to distinguish those words. And yet, wisdom somehow comes across as the highest of these. And even in our own tradition, wisdom has often been considered the highest, most sublime of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And here in this book of Sirach already, the Lord creates the world through wisdom, and wisdom itself is created by, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So this link between the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and in some ways it's almost as if they become so intimate, almost synonymous, as if wisdom is that gift of the Holy Spirit. Of course, here already, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, does not have all the connotations that it will later have in Christianity with the development of Trinitarian thought, but it's still the Spirit of God who brings forth wisdom upon the earth. And all of these references, who can know the mind of God? Who can explore the subtleties of wisdom? We're almost reminded as well of that other wisdom book, the book of Job, where Job comes to a resolution with respect to trying to understand his struggles and difficulties and disappointments by just that awareness of who has been God's counselor, who was with God when God created the universe. Let go of our effort to try to fathom the abyss that God is, and let us simply, with awe, stand in humility and faith before God. And so that gift of wisdom enables us in some ways to reconcile ourselves with the incomprehensibility of God, and yet our ability through wisdom to function in a holy way, healthy way, moral way in our own world and in our own times. So this close link between wisdom and the Holy Spirit, and then it speaks about wisdom being poured forth, will be poured forth upon all God's works. It's almost as if already, even though we've not yet entered the season of Lent, but will shortly, that notion of Lent as it moves us towards the Paschal mystery of suffering and death and new life, as it moves us towards Easter and the resurrection of Christ, and moves us towards that climactic celebration in Pentecost, where there is that outpouring of the gift of the Holy Spirit. We already see here that the Holy Spirit and that gift of wisdom are intended to be poured forth out upon all God's creations. And then it says lavished even upon God's friends, and brings to mind what in the book of wisdom itself is sometimes referred to there as the friends of God. So the gift of wisdom lavished upon God's friends. One could almost say, well, who is or what makes one a friend of God? And it is that gift of wisdom. I'd like to turn for a moment to the gospel in which Jesus pronounces so enigmatically and with some exasperation, everything is possible to one who has faith. And then also some demons can only be driven out through prayer. It's as if the integration between wisdom and the Spirit in our first reading, and this linkage between faith and prayer in the gospel, can be brought into relationship with each other. Faith, what is faith? Just like what is wisdom, there may be many ways to respond to each of those questions, but clearly faith here is not simply our beliefs, but that deep, confident trust in God. To one who believes that God works through us, everything is possible to one who has faith. Paul, when he writes to the Corinthians, he will talk about faith, hope, and love, and say that the greatest of these is love, but clearly so much in the Pauline writings are a celebration of faith and how we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. And just as in a way, wisdom comes to us from the Holy Spirit, we can see here in the gospel that faith is deepened within us through the power of prayer. Some demons are only driven out through prayer, and it takes faith. It's as if through the power of prayer, our faith in God is deepened. What we might suggest is the question of this relationship between wisdom and faith. Wisdom so exalted and glorified here in our first reading, and that gift of faith, also a gift of the Holy Spirit, exalted and celebrated so strongly, highlighted, emphasized by Jesus in this text from the Gospel according to Mark. And so, can wisdom help us to understand what faith is? And can faith help us to appreciate what wisdom is? And does not wisdom come and deepen through the life of prayer? And do we not grow in our life of faith through the presence and action and gifts of the Holy Spirit in our lives? So if we just stop for a second and say, is not to some degree, in some way, wisdom when we find it manifest in those whom we might call wise, is wisdom not in some way infused, supplemented by faith? Is faith not itself a kind of wisdom? What would faith be if it weren't wise? It's as if faith is in its own way a kind of wisdom, and wisdom is living in accord with faith. They are perhaps like two sides of a coin. I have a good friend, a Dominican sister, who often likes to say that although in our world we tend to say so often, seeing is believing, but from a Christian perspective, it is perhaps more appropriate to say believing is seeing. We only see some things, understand them, penetrate into the world of the Spirit. We only enter into those higher realms, so to speak, through faith. But once with faith, we see what otherwise we might not see. There's literally truth, concreteness in seeing something through the eyes of faith. And so indeed, it's through faith, in believing, especially in God as the source of all creation, that we come to wisdom. That what is wisdom other than recognizing God as the source of all being, as the book of Sirach says, coming from the Lord, wisdom coming from the Lord before all things, connected indeed with creation itself, helping us to appreciate and revere the multiplicity of God's ways. And although in one sense only God is wise, those who partake of the divine nature, share in the divine life, who are friends of God, also partake of, share in the wisdom that God is. And so our readings today celebrate that gift that wisdom is in our lives, to which we often come only gradually and experientially, but it is in its own way then a sharing in the very life and understanding and wisdom of God. All of this, from a Christian perspective, brought out through the work and the power of the Holy Spirit within us. Wisdom then becomes a flowering, if you will, a blossoming of the gift of faith. And so prayer, faith, wisdom, although these are two distinct readings, clearly come together as we see how the Holy Spirit acts in our life, deepening our faith and imbuing us lavishly with that gift of wisdom. Blessed are the wise, for they are the ones who see God.